And now, it's the Mike Calter Show.
It's a Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. One of the triplets is here in the studio with us. I'll tell you, I became tight with the triplets during COVID. I didn't know Mike Feeney, Mike Cannon, or Brendan Sagalow beforehand. And then it seems like during the pandemic, we were on Zoom almost every day or every week for all that time, doing Calta and Kelly or doing whatever we ended up doing that time, just trying to occupy the time. And you guys are great, man. Even though you guys don't do anything together, I always picture you as a threesome.
That's kind of, a lot of people say that anytime people come out and see us or you know, individually, they're always like, when they always ask about the podcast and
yeah.
stuff like that. But it is crazy thinking about that, how much we were doing during Zoom. Yeah. Like Calta and Kelly, felt like it was like every other day
we were doing. So by the way, this is Mike Feeney out of the three that is in the studio with us. We did Calta and Kelly. Because I know a lot of people want to do. I know Verzi wanted to do a podcast with Bobby and all that. And I used to say to them, and I said, Bobby, why don't we just do a podcast? We have nothing else to do. We're talking every day on the phone. We might as well just get on to BS for a little while. So we did this podcast, and we would either have all three of you or every other day reach out to one of you and pop on, because we were doing it 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week, of just getting on and trying to be entertaining during the worst time of our adult lives.
And the fans were great on that, too. That was the other thing that was like, sometimes you do people's podcasts and their fans are like nightmares, but those were always very, very kind
people. Do you know that they still carry on without us? So we did a thing on Saturday nights that we called the jerk-off party, where there was a bunch of jerk-offs in the room together. And we would all get on, and we'd all be live streaming in the video, and we could see the listeners, which we never get to do in radio. We never get to see what's going on, and we got to know some of them, whatever. And then after a while, after the pandemic was over, and we stopped doing Calta and Kelly with the frequency that we did it, they would still get together on Saturdays and do the jerk-off party by themselves. Get there and just, they all made friends. They're like friends, and they hang out, and they do things together.
We built a community.
Yeah.
That's a lot like our cruise.
What are you doing in that microphone?
I don't know, man. It just exploded. You saw that? I didn't touch it.
They're being held. Yeah, just leave it like that. Yeah, it's fine. It's like the cruise. The cruise, we do the cruise every year, and the people that that meet on the cruise, they get together and they go out and they become like a little drinking party.
Yeah. We still talk about that time on the cruise. That, Mike and Brenda. Yeah, when they bought like Mexican Klonopin or something like that, and Mike and Brendan have a large chunk of their memory missing from that from that day. Yeah.
I heard Sagalow said he fell off the wagon the other day.
Yeah, he said, he did. He went off it was for St. Patrick's Day. He went off, which is such a fun way to, like, if you're going to come back to drinking, do it in the most amateur way possible. And then he just was drinking at a bar for like 8 hours or something like that. But now he's back on the wagon, I guess.
Does he need to be?
No, well, that's the thing. It's like he's been calling it a relapse because I think that's a fun way to get eyes on it or whatever. But he literally was just like, I think I'm going to go back to drinking. I think enough time has passed. I think I can handle it responsibly. And now all of a sudden he chose St. Patty's Day where everyone's doing shots and everything. And he went overboard, and now he's like, I'm never drinking again, kind of a thing.
Do you think it's bad for him? Because I found out that Karen Feehan had sex with Brendan Sagalow.
Yeah.
She said it on the show, so it's okay.
Yeah.
And I said, how does that happen? She said, well, I was drinking. And I go, well, that seems to be working in his favor.
He's one of the most fun people to drink with. He was a real fun time to drink with.
Yeah.
But, you know, say
what
lovely.
About you? You're a drinker.
Oh, I've never. I've only sped up.
There
my
you
drink.
Go. No quitting.
You can't get me on that wagon if you tried. Good. Especially after this whole trip and everything. I've been doing like this Florida run, and it's just been a lot of stress because this it's this rain driving around the state and in the rain. I know it hasn't been as bad here, but in
down there,
southern Florida, I was in Key West, and then I was just in Naples, and now I'm in Side Splitters for the weekend. But it was unbelievably, the first 2 days we were in Key West, it was perfect, and then we had to drive to Naples, and it was just a monsoon for six and a half hours. And then the GPS told me, instead of taking like that Alligator Alley highway. I took
41, like, or whatever.
Like Tamiami, like that like small little Deliverance strip of land in the middle of Alligator Farms or whatever that. And there's just no gas station for miles, and you're just, you know, hours of just on this one road just with the windshield wipers going crazy. If you've never like thought about taking your life, I would recommend doing that drive once.
Well, it wasn't like you had a 19-month-old baby with you.
Yeah, well, that's the part I forgot to mention. Having a child who, by the way, 45 minutes into a 6.5-hour ride, got car sick and projectile vomited all over himself and the car seat. And so that was a stop on the side of the road. And then I went in to a gas station to get like Lysol wipes. And two of the workers, who I don't know if they were lovers or if they was just a fight. So they had 8 teeth between the both of them. And they were in a like knockdown, drag out fight in the middle of like the gas
the
station. Like a real fight in a big way. Yeah. And I'm just trying to buy some Lysol wipes, and I'm getting all the puke off. The whole car smells like puke. And then it's back in the car for 6 hours of rain or whatever. And then yesterday, I had to drive, you know, to Tampa from Naples, which that compared to the other ones, like, oh, it's only 3 hours. So bad, but then that rain starts again the whole way. So I'm driving up in that rain. And again, the GPS, I got to stop listening. Do you use Google or use Waze?
I use Google.
Okay, that's what I use. And then Google on the way up, they're like, you could take the highway or you can go through St. Pete. And I know everything from like the avoid that bridge, especially it was like about 5 p.m. And they're like, avoid that bridge. You never know the traffic. But they said that it was like 45 minutes faster than the other way. So I go, I gotta go this way. And then I go, and then second we get over the bridge, I start looking at my phone and I realize there's a Rays game at 6 o'clock and it's 5:15 and I'm like, and it's pouring rain and I'm going, I'm going to be so screwed. I might miss the show tonight. And then
that's an extra 3,000 people you'll have to deal
with. Well, I was just going to say, thankfully nobody supports them at all. And I breezed right by, but it was, had you guys supported that team at ever, I would have really been screwed.
You know, nobody supports them. They're not very supportive. I found out they don't like me in particular.
Oh no.
So they do like promotions. They have this thing where in Major League Baseball released a city jersey, like it's something else that your city is known for.
We have City Connect.
Yeah, yes. We have a skate park here, so our City Connect hat was with the skate park, and it was skate themed. It was actually pretty cool. And they sent them to everyone at the station except for me. And then a week later, they had skateboard decks that they handed out, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And they gave one to everyone except for me. So they don't like me in particular. Which is fine, because I feel like we're even now. So
I mean, it's just, I've never seen a team so successful with so little support behind them. I mean,
and that's where it's interesting you said it, because I have nothing against the team or the players. The team does a great job.
Yeah,
they're underpaid. I honestly couldn't name 5 members of the team, but I know their success that they have, and I know that they've been to the World Series, and I know all of that, but the organization itself, they're pushing for a new stadium, and I'm saying nobody is going to the games now.
Right?
Why would we give them a new stadium?
Maybe it's that the ballpark currently is a hideous, awful experience.
It's not. So it's a dome, right?
Yeah.
Which I know you don't like for baseball, but also, have you ever been to a baseball game in Florida in July?
No, they got to have some sort of a dome or retractable thing
So, but right now, what they're giving you is an air-conditioned room.
Yeah.
You couldn't be... If I'm a player, I'm thrilled to death.
But it's the food is good.
It looks like the inside of an air conditioner. Like the actual... like the aesthetics is not... It doesn't look... It's very like... And the fact they have that catwalk where the walls are hitting the top of that. Every other dome seems to be able to figure it out except them.
Because the dome was there before the team. Right. They didn't build the dome for the team. The dome was there and they had hockey in there at one point. They have concerts in there, and then they put baseball in there. Now, they also have in right field, they have a tank with stingrays in it. Mm-hmm. That nobody else has that. Sure. They've got, I mean, the hallways are filled with family activities and things for people to do. It is a great environment. I used to live in Miami. I've been to a Marlins-Mets game in the middle of July and know that I will never sit outside for a baseball game area. Yeah. So all the people complaining and screaming for an outdoor stadium just don't know what it's like. And I'm saying don't reward these fair weather fans who only showed up in the playoffs and only showed up in the World Series with a brand new stadium when they don't even support the winning team that they have.
Well, isn't
the, somehow that turned out that I was the asshole.
But isn't the new stadium supposed to not be in St. Pete? Isn't it going
to
be?
It's supposed to be in the Ybor City area, which is centrally located. But I don't think that people are not going to the games because, like, I don't want to go to the game. But certainly not because it's too far away. It's 20 minutes past where the Lightning game is, and I'll go to plenty of Lightning games.
Sure.
And you're talking about putting it's in St. Petersburg now, which is filled with people, and also it's right over the bridge from Sarasota and Bradenton and all these other cities who have nothing going on over there.
Right.
You go to Sarasota and you can go see the Pirates minor league team, and they actually have people there. So I find that to be a bunch of hogwash.
I think they also tried to take them to Canada at some point.
Yeah, so they were going to split the season and bring half of it to Canada and half of it here.
There's a mess.
It was just a mess is what it was. So maybe a new stadium with the team in a new area is a reboot. I don't know. Maybe it starts over and all of a sudden people become fans. People in this town very much like to be seen. So if that's the case, like you go to a hockey game on a Friday night, it's much different than a hockey game on a Tuesday night.
Sure.
Tuesday night's a bunch of people that are there to see hockey. Friday night's a bunch of girls with lightning bedazzled shirts on that want their boob jobs to be seen, which isn't a bad thing. Yeah. I'm just saying it happens. Yeah.
So what day is that? The beginning.
So I haven't seen you other than I think running into you one time since you did the Tonight Show. I heard that was just a smash.
Oh yeah, that was super fun. It was so weird because it felt like, you know, I've been doing comedy since 2008 or 2009. So at this point, it felt like that was well past what was, a moment that was going to happen for me kind of a thing. And also, it's like television. Everything's changed
but
so much.
But how old are you? You're a young guy.
I'm 30, and I'm 36 now. But I did it when I was just turned 35, or maybe 34.
I mean, that's pretty solid. I mean, for doing comedy and then all of a sudden being young and like, and did you have that feeling like, I don't know, to me, the Tonight Show is still Johnny Carson. So, but I mean, do you still have that comedy feeling? Like if I do the Tonight Show, this is going to be a big deal.
Sure. I mean, when I started, that's how fast everything's changed. Like when I started comedy, it was like, get on Letterman or, you know, Conan was always like my guy, but obviously like the Tonight Show was bigger, but like get on one of those two shows. Then you get a TV show, then you get into the movies and then you're Jim Carrey. Yeah. Like it's great. But, all of that's so different now, but it is, I will say there was something about doing it where you feel very much, it was like the first time I felt like I was in show business, you know what I mean? Like you show up, they shuttle you in. There's like paparazzi people to. And the show that I did happened to be like the highest rated show of the entire year. It had nothing to do with me. It was because it was the last show of the year. They had the Rockettes on. They had James Corden was on before his show was end. He was like announcing his show was ending on that show, and it was the Jenna Ortega, Wednesday Adams, blowing up as well. So it was like all of those things together. And then right before I went out on stage, they gave everybody in the crowd a $1,500 e-bike. They were just they were like biting their chairs. They were so excited. And it felt very cool. Like, you know, and Jimmy was so overwhelmingly nice. And he's like such a stand-up comedy fan. The weirdest part is you have to do the run-through and you have to do your set for nobody. Because they're like
just
trying
like
to,
the stat. Oh,
they're trying to block camera, you, like the camera guys and stuff. So you're performing for it, but they want you to perform it as if
you're doing it,
and it's so that's the most uncomfortable part. But it kind of helps because.
But did it make you feel weird that like nobody's laughing and there's nobody
there?
Of course, and I don't know.
And they're like, look out. So I'm like looking out at MTC's, being like, right, huh? Like trying to thoughtfully pause, you know, in moments and stuff. And the camera guy is just kind of like, yikes, you know. And so that was weird. But then, you know, once I will say this, they're very smart too because they keep you busy the entire time. I had brought my wife Erica with me, and that was, I think, her first time. We had just had our kid Leo, we had just had our baby. So this was like the first time she was out. And so she was complaining to me because she goes, they're doing so many things to you. They're like, they're pulling you this way, they're bringing you this room, they're bringing you that room. And I go, no, it's the best because they're keeping me distracted.
You don't want to be stressed out.
Just sitting there with your thoughts. And I only had. The only time I was nervous the entire, because I know it's like this set is going to do well. I've done, you know, 1,000 of these shows, so it'll be okay. And I go, you know, and the crowd's going to be excited. It's just a matter of literally like not tripping on the way out. Like that was the only thing. But standing behind the curtain, right when they were like coming back from the break. That was the only time I felt any nerves, because you know, in your mind, you've been there. I've been there 10,000 times. Right. You've been like, oh, I'll be on the Tonight Show and I'll wait for they to call my name and the curtains will open. And they just stand there and they're like waiting, you know, the sound guy's like waiting with the curtain to pull it open. And you're just kind of like, all right, well, this is the dream that I've thought about for, you know, 20 years. Yeah. And then, in my moment of just kind of collecting my thoughts and breathing, I just happened to look over, and like right where you are is just like Lauren Michaels was just standing there, and like he just like looked at me, and I'm like, okay, all right, well, that just ratcheted things up a bit, and you know. But then I went out, and it was all they said was, they were like, make sure you do two things when you go out. They go, acknowledge Jimmy, acknowledge the Roots, and then, you know, get to your mark and do your thing. And my whole thing was like, I had my suit and I had it buttoned. So I was like, I just got to acknowledge Jimmy, acknowledge the Roots, unbutton the suit, and then get into the set. And I kind of like just blacked out for that first part of it, where when I watch it back, it's funny. I came out, I'm like finger gunning Jimmy, which was a pure subconscious, did not choose that. I literally give him a finger gun. I say, what's up to the Roots? I go in, and then
give the Roots gang signs?
And then I start doing my first joke, and like as they're laughing in the first joke, I kind of like moved a little bit, and I realized like, oh no, my suit is still buttoned, right, and yeah. I have like, you know, a bigger act out's coming, and I can't be like tight. So I literally like said, I don't even remember what I did, but I said a line in it, and like when I got the laugh, I like punctuated it by like opening as if it was all a part of
like
it.
Like you're Rodney Dangerfield?
As the punchline hits, I unbutton it. But I did enjoy, a lot of people say like it goes, you know, like a wedding, it goes fast, you don't remember. But I really made myself kind of sit in it, and it felt great. I know, I will say,
how proud are your parents?
That's like the most, now my parents will tell everybody that I'm a comedian. You know what I mean? Because before, it's like, people don't, I play the Comedy Cellar, which is, you know, the best club in the world, but people don't, you know, most people have no idea what that is.
Right, or anything. Right.
But when you say like Tonight Show, at least that for people, and then, you know, Fallon was super cool. I got, which again, if you watched, you know, Carson, all that stuff, I got the couch invite, which again doesn't mean as much now.
Still,
but it is nice to be there.
If you don't get it, it means a lot.
Yes, exactly. So coming back from commercial break and getting to say goodbye and doing all that, and Jimmy was just like so nice, and he was like, come back anytime. He invited me back on
air. You should have been like, I'll be back Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I'll just wait back. Let's do another one, you know?
Do you think you have late night talk show host face?
Oh, it's so funny because people, like a lot of people were like, you look like you were auditioning for Jimmy's job.
Right,
and I was
right.
Like, well, that's a sure. And people were like commenting that, and I go, well, that's a sure.
It slipped out. You get that, Dizzy?
Yeah.
Dizzy? Hey, Dizzy.
Buzz.
Oh, wait, Dizzy, your mic was off. I'm sorry.
Oh, you good? I got it.
All right, thank you. Sorry. That scared the hell out of me.
I got excited. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You podcast guys aren't used to having
to follow
the rules.
I thought about that way on the way here. I was like, man, I haven't had to like not, you know, everything's podcasting. And
the only person who can't do it is Lewis. Lewis cannot stop cursing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have to stop and go, I don't know if we could have Lewis on again. He can't control it.
And I was really, and that was kind of like, I kind of faded out at the end of that, too. It wasn't even a full, you know.
And then what? Now you've been on the road how long? Just popping out on the weekends?
This has just been a Florida run, so it's like since last Sunday. It was Sunday. I did the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it's just been a full week, no off days.
Did your wife work?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's
taking
off.
Time off, and it's just been, yeah.
What does she do? Like, does she work enough to where if you become a huge failure, she can carry
the I'm still on her health insurance.
Oh,
so,
you are?
Yeah. She's got the Cadillac of health insurance. She's got a great gig. But, I think the goal would be for me to have enough for both of us. That would be pretty great, you know?
It's a horrible job that you guys have, because you put a lot of work into it, a lot of travel and all that, and it's like, you know, I get it. Until you get to a certain point, you can't relax with it.
Right.
I can't wait till my wife's something kicks in for her so I can get out of this miserable job. My wife has her master's degree, and I'm like, you should be the one making all the money.
I mean, if this is a miserable job, then I hope to end up as
miserable.
Yeah. I mean, to be able to walk to the other side of your beautiful home and be like, all right, let's have fun for a few hours.
No, this is I'm so lucky. I mean, this is a great job, but I think I'm the last of it. I'm the last generation that's going to make money off of it.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I go to, like, when I go to SiriusXM now, if I go to do a Bonfire or any of the other shows out there and stuff, or Jim and Sam,
yeah,
it's wild that, like, 95% of that whole office is it's empty.
It's empty now,
it's
yeah.
just, it's a ghost town.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. I don't know what people want. It's going to be, they're going to push everybody out. They're going to let AI do the music radio. And then they're going to realize that they're missing everything and bring it back. That's just usually how it goes.
Yeah, there's a comfort in the drive time.
It's funny. Know? I took a I had already been in radio, but I couldn't quite finish my college degree, which I wanted to do. So I went and took some classes, and one of them was an intro to radio. They never had that before. So I took it and quit the first day because it was our homework assignment was recording your voice on a cassette tape. I'm like, I did this when I was seven.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, the one thing that the guy said is, why do we still have DJs on the radio? And he said, because people want to know somebody is at the other end of the microphone. And I thought, you're right. That is what people on their way there, they could be just listening to music, but they want to know that somebody else is there.
Yeah.
Or else it just feels empty.
We're here for
Thank
you.
God you people are paranoid and need somebody to be your friend.
Yeah.
You lonely losers. I'm happy to be here for all of you. I'm banking on it. I'm banking on these losers not getting any real friends so that I could be their number one best friend.
Yeah.
Oh, but I'm serious. I mean, that's I'm thankful to have them because there's so many things to listen to now.
And that's why podcasts, I think, took off because, again, it's like that thing of, like, especially comedy podcasts where people are just talking because anyone, there's this weird disconnect. When people watch stand-up comedy, sometimes, like, people come up after me after shows like, all right, but you don't actually have a kid. You're not actually married, right? Like, they think it's like a shtick, you know what I mean? Like, I'm making up my whole life, which I think is also podcasts and crowd work clips that have been, you know, gotten popular online. I think that's because you're seeing comedians be funny off the cuff and in a conversation versus like a rehearsed scripted thing, which is so frustrating because that's like the thing we work the hardest on. And they're like, yeah, that's great. But like now be funny like on the spot.
I think that I used to hate comedians that did podcasts because all, and I don't mean you, but all you guys do the same thing. You're all right, we have this podcast and we'll get on and tell a story. And then we'll go on your podcast, tell the same stories
right.
on your podcast. It was the worst. But then when it started branching out and becoming, like, once Rogan started talking to real guests and real stuff, like, people were like, oh, we don't have to just talk to other comedians. Yeah. We could do stuff. And some of them made it, and some of them were just idiots talking to each other.
Yeah.
I love, I never listen to any podcast, any of them, but I love the clips of all the podcasts. I love watching the Bad Friends clips on Instagram.
That was one of the most fun podcasts I've ever been on in my life. It was just,
those two guys are Santino is one of the nicest, funniest jerk guys you'll ever meet. He's a great jerk. And Bobby Lee is to this day still my favorite guest we've ever had on the show.
He's radio or podcast like royalty. He's just like you can guarantee it's going to be hilarious.
He is insane. I'll never forget the first time he was on the show. I said to Galvin seconds before he came in, I go, so what are we going to talk to Bobby Lee about? Like, man, TV's not on. Like, what are we doing here? First 5 minutes of the show, he is lighting his pubes on fire in the studio. Like, this guy's the greatest guy
he's,
ever.
They're both, and they both have such a fun rapport. And it's great. And also, as like a guest on that show, it made you feel so, like, you didn't feel like you had to either get a word in or jump in. Like, they not only included you, but they made you feel like, just go for it.
Yeah.
And it was very, it felt like, when podcasts had first started, when you can kind of just do whatever the hell you want and not worry about, like, can I say this? Because they have a massive audience. So there's that thing of, like,
what is the process of getting on those podcasts for? I don't even know. Like, do you call somebody?
I know Santino.
Yeah.
So just from comedy.
You just say, hey, I'm going to be in town next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just like, just like with this.
Like, it's like when Bobby went to LA, we went to LA to do Something's Burning, Bird Show.
Yeah.
And while we were out there, Bobby's like, oh, I'm going to book a bunch of other shows. And I'm like, oh, you're just going to show up and be like, I'm here. Let's do it. And that's how it works, I guess. You know other people and you just reach out and say,
and it's also comedians planning things. So it's terrible in terms of, being like, I'm coming out there in a month. Can I do it? And they're like, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Yeah, Tuesday. In a month.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like, you have to be like, I'm here this week right now. And they're like, I guess, come by. So it's very.
This is Mike Feeney that is here in the studio with us. Mike Feeney was on one of our cruises. Was that the COVID cruise?
It was because
it was just me and Gio, right?
Yeah.
The rest of the show wasn't there.
Nope.
Yeah. Thank God you guys were there. You saved the day on that one.
Yeah.
And then you did the podcast with Feeney and Sagalo, right?
Cannon and Sagalo, but I was also on.
I'm sorry, Cannon and Sagalo.
No, you're too technically many right. Yeah, There's only two.
Then we have a theme for this song called So Many Mike. Uh-huh. And it's written by a Japanese band called Pilander Z. And they wrote a song about how everybody in America is named Mike.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
It's very
parents
fair.
In the 80s were not very creative. Mm-hmm. They just were.
Do you have
like,
a middle name?
Yeah, it's Thomas because. So my dad's name is Thomas Michael, and he wanted me to be Thomas Jr. And my mom was like, absolutely not. No chance in hell. I'm not screaming at two Thomases. So then they just reversed the names. And then, you know. My dad was like, come on, let's get into Thomas Michael. And then she's like, that's it. We're getting a divorce.
Wow, your mom really called the shots on
yeah.
that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and she called the divorce, too. she called it from beginning
she's
to
here.
End.
She's in what, Orlando?
Up in, like, New Smyrna Beach.
Because
so, yeah.
we ran into you at the, what was it, the Paul McCartney concert?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that was the last time I saw her.
Yeah, how weird was that?
Yeah, Memorial Day. That was, I think, a year ago, right? That was last, it was actually
yeah.
last year.
Yeah, okay, I was, yeah. We were walking out, and I said, who is this little boy coming out of?
That was a great show.
It was great. Great.
I still talk about it. He played like every instrument.
I hate that stadium, and I hate driving to Orlando. And for Paul McCartney, though, you have to do both. So
you got to do it.
Yeah, it was a great day. It was a great time.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
Well,
yeah.
Good. I'm glad. Mike Feeney is in town this weekend. He is at Sideswears. I could personally tell you he's one of the funniest, one of the fun guys to hang out with. If you want to go see him, 960-1197 or sidesplitterscomedy.com. You can get on there. You can pick your seats. You do the whole deal. And go by and check them out. Are you with anybody that you know of?
I am with it's Brian Aldridge is featuring,
okay.
And Sean is the
we
I
love
just met
Sean.
Him last night. Sean's great. He did great last night. But I got two more shows tonight. Two more shows Saturday. So,
yeah. So go check out Feeney, one of the good guys. And by the way, he was on the Tonight Show. Just pointing that out. Just,
yeah. So come say parents. Hi afterwards. I will hang out. I'm going to hang out at the bar. I'm going to drink. Bobby likes to go outside and smoke cigars when he's there and talk to people. I'll be at the bar. I'll be at
so
the bar.
So difficult to be Bobby's friend because I don't smoke cigars and he's constantly
tough.
You want to go to a cigar bar? You want to hang out at a cigar bar? Do I want to? No.
Is there anything worse than not smoking a cigar and being in a cigar bar?
And the reason why I don't smoke cigars is because one made me sick, so now just the smell of it makes me sick.
Right.
Then we went to a bar in Port Charlotte, which I gotta tell you was enjoyable. In the middle of the day we went to a cigar bar, but I could just feel the situation. It was two old guys that were there and me and Bobby and a mediocre 4.5 lady bartender that gets treated like she's a 10.5 because it's just old guys in there.
Right.
And I was like, this is, I just see too much. It's I don't to enjoy it. Yeah. No, we actually had a good time. But Skinny Bobby only smokes cigars. Like, we can't go eat anymore.
Skinny Bobby doesn't
want to eat. And then he wanted to go to Walmart. And he got mad at me because I didn't want to go in Walmart with him. I go, you go to Walmart. I'll drive you, but I don't need to be with you while you're buying swimming
trunks.
No, he
wants the friend. He wants the walk. And it's I ever tell you my running joke, what I always like to do to Bobby? Is anytime I call Bobby, it's always past noon or something like that. And when he answers the phone, because you know him, he answers the phone as if he's like running a marathon.
Real on fire.
What's up, dude? Yeah. You know, like it's just panic inducing instantly. So every time I just like to say to him, I just go, hey, you sleeping? Which just sets him off on another, because he's like, of course I'm not sleeping. I've been up since 6 a.m. What are you talking about? It's too late. You know, he says a lot of things I can't say on radio. But it's a very fun thing, and he's never caught on that I say that, and every time he gets equally as mad. It's very fun. Next time you talk to him, ask him that, if he was just sleeping.
If he's sleeping, I love the way he talks about you. I said, hey, Feeney's coming in this weekend. Oh, good. He's going to be on the show? Yeah. Oh, good. Bring him with his dumb face and his nice hair. And he can never just fully compliment somebody. He can be so happy you're going to be on the show, but then had to throw a dig
at
you.
Of course.
He's the best. All right, we got to take a break. And we'll be back here before we wrap up the show. It's a Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah.